Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Deb Calvert. Deb's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of Stop Selling and Start Leading, also Discover Questions to Get You Connected. I need the website again, Deb.
It's People First PS. It stands for People First Productivity Solutions, peoplefirstps.com.
All right. And tell us what you do for your clients.
We work in three areas: leadership development, team effectiveness, and sales productivity. It's all about the people point. We help you get connected to the people you need to connect with to make your business effective.
You know, that part, that last part is so important. Folks, we're talking about experience. We're talking about what kind of experiences customers want to have with you. They already know what you sell. They know what we can get it from you. They already know the price. And they already know other places they can get it. But if they come back to you, there's some other reason for it. There's some intangible that, and these intangibles have been around a long time, but they're more heightened today because they have to fight for their intangibles have to fight for themselves, I think, a little bit more than they used to because of all the digital stuff, Deb. But when you're talking about selling in the new year, I think, you know, training our folks to find out what customers, what experiences they want. I've been trying to help remind people that whatever your customers are going to want next month is going to be quite a bit different, more than likely, than what they wanted a year ago next month. Because a lot's happened, as you pointed out in the first part of our visit, a lot's happened in the last year. We can't presume what kind or how they want their experiences to be. We got to check back in, don't we?
We do. We have to be able to meet them where they are, to have conversations, to ask questions, to tune in, not just treat people transactionally. They're
well,
not all the same.
Talk to us about that. The avoiding, the transaction will come, right? That trend. If you think in transaction. If you wake up in the morning and you think about a transaction with a customer, that's a customer you're going to lose sooner than later. But if you think about, okay, what can I do for them that nobody else could do? Isn't that the key? Differentiate yourself. What can I do that's unique to us? What do you think?
Yeah, that's value creation. In this little moment, this truly just a moment, maybe not even a full minute, between you and I, what's going to fire that fire euphoria? How am I going to engage you in a way that makes this moment memorable and special somehow? And I know that sounds very woo-hoo, but it's the stuff that humans are and connections are made of. So it's an authentic question. It's not, "Hi, can I help you?" It's, "Hey, what's going on today? What brought you in?" It's a tone. It's a genuine. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, Deb, is that when you're a small business, even if you've got pretty good technology, you're never going to out technology Google and Walmart and Amazon or whoever. You're never going to outdo them. You're going to have something, some kind of special sauce. Because that's really what we're talking about, isn't it, here? You're going to have some kind of special sauce to lay on top of whatever you can't quite measure up to from a digital standpoint that makes him turn to you and not to Amazon.
Yeah, it's your knowledge, it's your caring, it's your expertise, I remember that you had two kids that were in this store with you last time. It's something. It's different for every single person, but you got to be tuned in. That's where it starts.
Well, that's exactly right. I really like the fact that you brought up the family thing. Remember, folks, all of your high-tech customers are still analog, and they're always going to be that. Hey, Deb, I need the website one more time, please.
It's People First PS. The company name, People First Productivity Solutions, is abbreviated. Spell it out, peoplefirstps.com.
Can they find your books there?
Yes, we're on Amazon.
All right. Hey, Deb, good job today. Come back soon.
I'll do it. Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get her back again another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.